Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to the Raiders Fan Radio Podcast, taking that lighter journey into the dark side with Murph, Swag Jeff, and Michelle. She's got great hair. It's a little pink. It's a little purple. Whatever it is, I'll tell you what, if I could grow it, I would sign up for that color today. So listen to her and the entire crew as they give you all the information on the Raiders on the podcast that benefits the One Nation Foundation. It's a great cause. It's a great pod. Tune in. Turn it up. Here it comes, all that Raiders info and takes coming at you right now.
Jackpot, baby. Raiders Fan Radio.
Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever. You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders Fan Radio from Murph's Man Cave, taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride. Here we go! We miss you, we love you, and we'll see you in the Hall of Fame.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
Way up the middle, hit it!
The
Raiders have scored on the most
steamy,
unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this team. I think this team can win.
You are listening live to Raiders Fan Radio. Take it away, guys.
Why? Thank you. Whoops.
Hey, it's Mike Garofalo, NFL Network.
Victory!
Yeah! Oh, that too. Well, that too. What's up, Raider Nation? We appreciate you joining us live for this episode of Raiders Fan Radio. It's episode number, I don't know. And
it's 305.
It's 305. Actually, and I think T-Hom sent us the 305, I'll actually dig in.
Oh, you know what?
Do you have it?
Well, you keep
Let
talking.
Me introduce you.
Let well, me don't introduce me yet. Just
what was that?
Nah, don't start that. I'm good. Don't start that shit. I'm fine.
All right. We're just running syllables together. That's it. But hey, we're all here to celebrate a Raider victory. Let's go.
We got 27. If you're here in the Central Time Zone, we've got 27 minutes left in Victory Monday.
Oh, okay. Hey. So it's Victory Monday. All right, yeah. Here we go. Let's put a proper stamp on it. Here we go. Let's celebrate Victory freaking Monday.
Thank you, God.
Victory!
Let's go, Raiders. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. So here we are. So, hey, listen, let's just go ahead and get this out of the way quick because, you know.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, let's just do it now. So for those of you on the so we're doing the sipping cream, the Appalachian sipping cream. So we're going to do a little victory shot here at Raiders Fan Radio. So so raise your glasses there if you got one. And let's go, man. Let's go. Salud. Las Vegas Raiders pulling out the big W.
Yeah.
That shit is so good.
Oh my gosh.
Good night.
It's so freaking good. It's the pecan?
Yeah, butter pecan.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh. So this show brought to you by Appalachian Sipping Cream Butter Pecan. Not because they sponsor us, but just because
they should.
See the button.
There, there we go. All right, but before we get going here, let's go ahead and turn this show over to my co-host. And starting off, let's go to my best friend and yours. And tell them why we're doing all this stuff, too, by the way. Because some people are like, are you guys going live? Like, what are you doing? Because we said we weren't going to do live shows and following games unless it was just me and Uncle Mosh. And now all of a sudden here it's 11 o'clock at night. We're doing shots.
Why not?
About the Raiders. Surprise, surprise. So anyways, let's turn it over to my best friend and yours, the man that adorns the left side of the bar. And he is Swag Jeff.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, we talked about it.
His style and profile.
Hell yeah, he is. Hell yeah, he is. So
look a little red over there.
Well, but that's just, you know.
The lighting is funky.
It's the lighting, you know.
Blame the lighting.
Fan Cave 1.2.
Always blame the lighting. Same. Yeah, yeah.
Fan Cave 1.2 is loading, and it's getting real, real, real close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for now, Jeff's going to be red.
I'll just be red. just like last show, if you tuned in. If you're a frequent viewer of Raiders Fan Radio, yeah, just a little red. Just a touch of red.
There you go.
And normally, I hate red.
Mm. Oh, because it's especially when it's mixed with yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Any sort of red. I'm not about that. But I'll tell you who was red today. I was the defense. They had that red ass, bro.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. So, yeah. So I'm fired up, man. And we were talking about it before the show. The three of us have never sat down and watched a Raider game. And they won.
And they freaking won.
The tides have officially turned, Raider
Hell
Nation.
Yeah, they have.
And you know, and I mean, and so we probably should just watch every game together
Maybe
all the time forever.
Yes, yeah.
You know, because we'll win the Super Bowl. You know,
we're going.
So you know what I mean. So Murph, we don't do the show alone.
No, heck no.
No. So to my left over here at 11:36 on the Central Time Zone, adorning the bartender spot once again. Please welcome in Michelle Swag.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Woo.
Hi. Hi.
Michelle, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to break from format.
Okay.
You lead the show. You tell, before we mm-mm. even get into 305, before we even get into 305.
Oh, yeah. Is the sipping cream telling you that it's not a good idea?
No, but I mean, like,
I
get an immediate reaction, initial thoughts.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, before we do 305? Or after? Okay.
Yeah, we'll do 305 after your comments because Raider Nation wants to hear from you.
I mean, I don't want to point out the fact that we are still on track for my 13-4. I just want to first put a pin in that because everyone pay attention. But no, like this... I'm excited because we won, but honestly, I'm still really concerned about the rest of this season, but I'm really freaking pumped that we got a win because I think we really needed it. The team needed it. The fans needed it. Everybody needed it. So, but I still think McDaniels is not the guy, but what are you going to do? You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. What the fuck? I mean, what the?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it is after dark.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is true.
You can't let me drink that much alcohol and then not expect some effort to fly out in my mouth.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
Yes, we might have to give you all a warning. This might be a little RFR after dark in here.
There you go.
Seems like we've been getting RFR after dark a lot lately. Mm-hmm. We've been cursed. But listen, when your team is on a three-game losing streak, like the F-bombs start to fly. You know what I mean?
Why? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, let's go ahead and get to 305. Jeff, tell me what we got. T-Hom sent you one in?
Absolutely.
All right, let's hear what 305. So for those of you that are new to the show, we always take our episode number and tie it back to something significant within Raider Nation, and that responsibility goes to my little red friend over here to the left. Swag Jeff.
Hell yeah.
There's like a shot. For those on the audio, Jeff's like, it's dark. Like, it looks like you're... Because we redid some lighting and stuff in here that's not going to be for the show later.
We didn't redo shit. We just took away all of Swag's lighting.
No, because we redid the fans and the lighting and all that kind of stuff. So, so you just look like you're just sitting in the shadows.
Just a dark corner of the room.
You're like, I didn't get the What We Do in the Shadows theme for you.
I mean,
or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that, so. Oh, 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 oh yes, you did. And it's Halloween time.
And it's
And it's Halloween time.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, 305.
Absolutely.
This is what happens, by the way, when you tap into our show at 11:36. Post-Raider win. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So 305. So, yeah.
Is there anybody there? Is there anybody watching?
Bueller.
I think there's a couple of
Bueller.
After you, Jeff, let's have Michelle shout out the chat.
Okay. Yeah, please. Yeah, so episode 305. So every episode, we take a significant moment within Raider Nation, relate it back to the episode number, and this is episode 305. And 305, that was the amount of times that I yelled Max Crosby because he was just a freaking beast. But more importantly, Rich Gannon.
Oh,
Rich Gannon, man. It's been a second since we've give respect to Rich Gannon. And you know, and it's been too long.
It's been too long.
It's been too long since you've had a good
2002 MVP if you need him.
If you need him, man. So it wasn't the 2002 season, but in 2004, and we're going back to opening day. In the 2004 season, we're going back, and we're going to be talking about the Oakland Raiders who knocked off Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. And I think we talked about...
My computer just froze.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it's... Buffering.
Like froze for like my computer, my whole computer, my whole rig just froze.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay. They're telling us.
Oh shit, that was weird. Yeah, the whole computer just froze up.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So you
somebody
restart
type in the
it?
Chat that, yeah, we're coming right back. Please.
Please hold.
I have no idea what happened there. The whole thing just froze. Yeah, I looked down, I'm like, why isn't your screen moving?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, because none of us are moving, and my mouse doesn't work.
Nice.
Like the whole thing just like crashed.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So
it said it's midnight and I'm going to bed.
Who said that?
The computer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It said I'm out.
So, I mean, we'll be right back on in a second.
We told him the whole
time.
And
the podcast is still rolling. Like the audio podcast
is
still going.
Oh. Well, hey, what's up, Pod?
Yeah, hey, go talk to the audio folks while I'm bringing our video back.
Absolutely. So,
that was great. Did you go to improv school for that?
Well, why don't you get a computer that works, you dick?
I do have a computer that works.
Oh, yeah?
Occasionally, there are things that glitch, and you have to deal with it. But you talk amongst yourselves while I try to attempt to restore this show.
Wow, absolutely. So, Michelle, I don't know if you know, but
they can hear us?
Whoever listens to the audio podcast will be able to
hear. Oh, they're going to be able to hear this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this will be like exclusive content for the audio listener.
Because
the Rodecaster didn't die. The Rodecaster is still rolling.
It's still alive and kicking, man.
Yeah,
Michelle, I don't know if you know this, but we have a foundation.
We do have a foundation.
We have a foundation, man. So if you're new to the show or anything like that, we realized we can make money doing this stupid little show that we do called Raiders Fan Radio, and we decided we wanted to give all that money away. So any dollar, any cent, anything that we make doing the show, we like to give back to Raider related charities. And so are we back live on the YouTube?
Yep.
welcome back, YouTube. So I'm just telling the podcast all about the One Nation Foundation. donate to
so
that shit.
That.
Donate
Do
to that.
That
shit.
Donate
yeah.
to that,
that
shit.
But you were talking about 305.
I was talking about 305. So 305, we're going to be highlighting, of course, our good buddy Rich Gannon. So
nice.
Of course, Rich Gannon, man. So we're going back to the 2004 season where Rich Gannon and the Oakland Raiders knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers that day by a score of 24-21. And I believe that was Big Ben's first game against the Raiders, and I think we had that stat during Steeler week.
Oh, right.
There's never been a quarterback except until now
Kenny Pickett
is now the first rookie that beat the Raiders in their first start, but Big Ben didn't do it. Big Ben didn't do it because Rich Gannon threw for two touchdowns on opening day for the 2004 season for the Oakland Raiders, but more importantly, he threw for 305
yards.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll shout out the chat, but I think a lot of them are still in the other chat.
Oh, there's a lot of them in the other chat room.
We've got Maddox is in there, B.L., Matthew Mangus, Jay Jackson's in there, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, if someone wouldn't mind popping into that other chat and let them know that that feed is now Funkified over there. I don't know what it's done.
Something wrong with that shit.
Appreciate Thrash is in
Thrash
there.
Thrash has popped up.
We appreciate that.
And hey, just an exclusive take for these folks that are in this current chat right here. So if you turn the camera to me there, Murph.
That's on you, dude.
Oh, it is. Oh, good. So we got patches.
Yeah.
So I want to give much respect. So here at the top of the show, we don't do props. We don't do shout-outs. Nothing wrong with any of those things, but we give respect. And so I want to give respect to Josh Kamenite from Raider Dad, who was so kind enough to send us a whole big old stack of these patches right here. So if you're on the audio podcast, I'm holding up a One Nation Foundation patch that looks beautiful. I mean, look at this.
Look on the white jersey, nice. Dude. That slaps, as the kids say.
I mean, come on. Yeah, that's badass, man. So get in the mix for that because any super chat tonight. Super chat
and
tonight.
And we got some on the other channel before the thing.
We did, yeah. Daniel Mangus had one
in
there.
Thank you, Daniel Mangus.
Daniel Mangus also had a $50 donation. Yes. On the Silver and Black Today
right.
show.
And Big Shane
as well. So Big Shane, I know I have your address a million times. Hit me up, swag@RaidersFanRadio.com, and I'll send you one of these as well. But we've got a few of these we want to give away on the show tonight. So any super chat, $5 or more, whatever. Get your hands on one of these things. I've got a whole stack of them from Raider Dad. So get in the mix, man. I'm telling you, this is like my new favorite thing. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Really nice. Good stuff there. So appreciate Josh Kamenite. Appreciate all of you that help support the One Nation Foundation.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this victory. So let's pass around the room a little bit. Like, what to you guys? Michelle, let's start with you. Okay. Like, what was the thing that jumped out to you most? Like, I'll give you, to me, I think the biggest overriding theme of this game was that the players came together and rescued this coaching staff from not only, questionable decisions in game, but in overall team building and whatnot. I felt like this was 100% on the players, their grit, their determination, the energy that they brought, the leadership of Devontae Adams, the leadership especially of Max Crosby. Just like, I just felt like the players took it upon themselves in a primetime game to come up with the win, and a guy that we love around here, Meek Robertson, for him to come up with the game-winning interception, a ball that could have very easily passed, through his shoulder and gotten into the hands of Watson. Like, for the idea that he came down with that ball, and we've rooted for that young man for a long time. And so he kind of like epitomizes like the dog that can be in this team and that defense. And so I'm just very thankful for that. Really good to see that happen. And just, I cannot give the players enough props for what they did tonight to pull this game out, because frankly, I don't think they got put in the best positions all night long in order to attain their highest point of success, yet they overcame it anyways and won the damn game.
Yeah, it feels like they won in spite of the coaching, like in spite of the decisions that the coaches were making. Like, it's like they had to just say, F it, we're just going to win this game regardless of what's happening up in the booth or wherever. Although I will say the defense looked really good. Like, that's really good. And to play to the very end of the game, like that Amik Robertson, like, man, God, that felt so good.
Bro,
to see them close it out instead of it slipping through the shoulder and landing in the lap of the guy. So for them to close it out, and really for the defense to be the reason we won that game, because, damn, the offense is looking like dog shit. Like, what the so the defense, it's like they won that game in spite of the coaching,
right?
I just really am not pleased with this coach.
So what jumped out to you most, Swag Jeff?
I mean, Max Crosby.
Yeah.
Max Crosby is just, he's literally all over the field every play, all the time, no matter what. He's getting double teamed, all that kind of stuff. He's getting held play in, play out, all that stuff. And he's making plays in spite of those things. You know what I mean? So, like, and I think I put on Twitter, like, when was the last time that, like, the Raiders won a game like because of the defense.
Yeah.
Like for years and years and years, that's always been like, well, man, if we had a good defense, man, we'd be winning some games. Like when was the last time that the defense like came through clutch for the offense? Like, you know, the Raiders won today in spite of Josh McDaniels. Yeah. The Raiders won today in spite of the offense, in spite of Jimmy Garoppolo, in spite of the offensive line, in spite of,
I mean, Spillane.
I'm telling you, man, like a freaking Mickey Spillane, man, out there looking like Phil Villapiano, yeah. Maybe not in the hit department, but sometimes he was. But, you know, but that guy, I mean, two interceptions and then freaking... Our short king, man, Amik Robertson, man. You know, that dude came in so freaking clutch, had an amazing game. And not just that the interception was just the cherry on top, man, because that guy played his ass off all game long. Much respect to him.
But he pushed to the outside in the absence of Hobbs and Jacorian Bennett. And having to go up there and starting a game, like, dude balled out, man.
100%, man. Yeah. Like, that was so amazing to see him because, I mean, like, you know, all offseason we talked about, man, we really like this guy.
Yeah.
But he ain't going to make the team. You know,
there was
and myself included. You know, I was like, man, you know, he's been kind of riding this, you know, well, he's got that dog in him. He's got that dog in him. But, you know, I mean, when it came to talent level, I just felt like it wasn't there. And you know, and even if it was there, he's my height. You know what I mean? He's a little guy. Yeah. So, you know, so it was like kind of one of those things where it was like, you know, man, I'm rooting for this guy, but I feel like there's better options. But for whatever, the coaching staff doesn't get a whole lot of respect around here and for good reason. But I respect the coaching staff for keeping that guy on, bringing him in.
You go. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's
because, you know, like what you say all the time, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast, yeah. Right? You know, I think Amik is a culture guy. He understands.
That's a good call.
I'm telling you, man. He's a culture guy, dude.
He don't quit.
He doesn't stop. You know, I mean, he's been around Max Crosby for a minute or two, so he knows how to do that kind of stuff. So I'm telling you, man. Like,
yeah, that's a good call.
Respect to the coaching staff for seeing that in him and keeping him on board because the dude was able to step up in a major, major way today. It was
absolutely
amazing.
Yeah, good call there. And shout out chat room, bunch of good folks in there. My baby Vibrator is in there.
Hey,
baby. And she says, don't forget good old 47. 47 had a heck of a game today.
Oh, you're not. Are you talking about Tyrone Wheatley?
No, I'm talking about 47, like the 47 yard line. And it's amazing.
That was a game changer. It's a game
that
changer.
That was the momentum swing right there.
Telling you.
That was the shift we needed, Michelle.
That was the absolute. That changed the game, that 47.
We needed 47 Turf Monster, man, to come up and make a play, man. I'm telling you. Hey, listen, you play with the best defense that you got at times, right?
That's what you got to do.
So we always say this show is conversational when it's at its best. And, you know, it's one thing for us to sit around and chat between the three of us, but also we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from the chat room.
Can I shout out the chat?
Yeah, shout out the chat and then throw it back to me.
Okay, well, good. So Jay Jackson out there in Arizona right there. My beautiful wife is in there. D the Sun, Big Shane, Kenny Blair, Tress Lord, Brute Warriors in there. Let's see.
Mason Blue Raider, Fat Wapo, Mato is in there.
Edgar Hernandez is in there. And Foxy Scorpio, Big Worm's in there.
Big Worm?
Man. So, yeah, the whole crew, man.
We appreciate you all very, very much for checking us out here on this late night episode of Raiders Fan Radio, a little RFR after dark. But so as I mentioned, the show is best when it's conversational, and we love to converse with the chat room. We love to converse amongst ourselves. But we love to hear your feedback as well.
Yeah.
In long form, in emails, and also on voicemails. And so last week we had a crap ton of emails, and we're going to have a crap ton of emails and phone calls this week too. So here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take live calls.
Oh, so, fun.
So don't call it. Yet. Yeah. Just think about it. You want to call in what you want to say. We'll just keep it to a couple minutes. So we leave room for a few folks because we're not going to be, this ain't going to be no 3-hour show. We're going to be here for like, you know, 30 more minutes and then we're out.
Maybe.
Maybe. So keep it brief when you call in, but you know the number 909-345-3346. And that's one more time if you need it, 909-345-3346. And in the meantime, last week during that flurry of emails that we had, I missed Erica's email.
Oh. You did?
I missed putting Erica's email out. So already tonight, Erica has emailed the show. And so, Michelle, if you would please read us Erica's email before we get to some live calls.
I got it. Okay. Hey there, Murph, Swag, Michelle, and the Nation. I'll make this short and sweet. For those thinking we will go undefeated the rest of the season after Monday night's performance, let me be the voice of reason and bring you back to reality. JMD is still our head coach. As long as that sad sack is still here, we will find ways to lose games. I'm sick of him and his stupid visor. I'd like to take that thing and shove it so far up somewhere it could shade his chin. My respect goes to the defense. They created turnovers and got the offense chances to score, which they failed to do multiple times. I was happy to see JJ 8 get some holes opened up for him during the second half of the game. Could it be that they made adjustments at halftime? Novel concept. I wish I had more to say, but honestly, I couldn't even watch the game until it was over and I knew we had won. My heart can't handle that kind of stress these days. We have some favorable games coming up. Please, Raiders, for the love of all that is holy, don't bleep it up. Sincerely, Erica S. I'll send my address, but y'all really don't need to send anything. Love you guys. And she gave her address. I will not give it to everybody.
No, don't do
that. Yeah, please don't.
Do that.
You know what? And hey,
good job, Erica.
We're going to send you a patch.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
We're going to send you a patch as well. So if you tuned in late, respect to Raider Dad because he sent us some patches, man. So the One Nation Foundation, which of course is our nonprofit given to Raider related charities like folks like Raider Dad, the Biletnikoff Foundation or anything like that. And this is going to go so good on any jersey, mm-hmm. but especially the away white jersey. It just looks so good.
We're going to send one to Ty Davis
who just became a member for a month, said just coming through to say great win tonight. It's almost 1 a.m. and I got to work in the morning, but ooh. Raiders! So much respect to you, Ty, as well. So much respect to Erica S.
Yeah, and you know, she said something about the defense getting the ball back. You know, Spillane got those two interceptions.
Yeah, right.
What did they get, like 3 points off of those two? Come on.
We got three off the first one, then we had a three and out right after.
You can't do that when that's happening.
That's the bummer, man, that, you know, I mean, like, so all season long, so through the first four games, we had one turnover in that Charger game. Trayvon Merrig got the interception in the end zone in that game and didn't turn that into points, obviously. But you see the defense starting to make plays. You see them doing things. And the offense can't get it done. Which we've seen it before, but like especially that first interception. The first interception by Bob Spillane right there, we were at the 8-yard line. That's Jimmy's place to shine.
That's where he's supposed to do better than the ex-girlfriend is inside the freaking red zone.
Right.
But it was interesting. But I will say this though. That said, and I totally agree with you guys. But
are we wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will say though, a Meeks pick at the end. That's a 7-point swing.
That's just as good as
the offense taking those turnovers and putting points. So, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, speaking of the ex-girlfriend, like it's one thing to have turnovers. It's one thing to have things happen in game. But when they happen, the context of the situation is huge. So when you look at Jordan Love tonight and you look at he throws three interceptions, okay, that resulted in a total of 3 points. So that's not that big of a deal. So when you look at it on paper and we go, well, he only threw three interceptions. He threw interceptions, but it only cost the team 3 points. Not a big deal, except when you add context and you look at that last one, that it's an interception in the end zone when his team has a chance to take the lead and win the freaking football game. Now, all of a sudden, that interception is way bigger than the two prior. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and typically it's they don't get the interception, and then they give the other team another chance to get the touchdown and to get the interception and close it out.
Right.
For the defense to do that, good on them, man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Good to
Way
see.
To be a closer,
yes.
man. You know?
Yes.
You know, shit that happens to us.
Exactly.
That's the shit that happens to us. Yeah. And, you know, especially in a game where we still can't score 20 points. So let's, I want to try to keep this positive. So let's pass. I want to go positive. One more positive round, and then we're gonna talk some shit. All right. Okay. And in the meantime, guys, call in. Go ahead and hit the phone line. Again, keep it brief. We'll just talk to you for a couple of minutes. 909-345-3346. We're ready to go whenever you're ready to call in. So positive to me, it's easy to look at Max Crosby. All right. It's easy to look at that.
Yeah.
I think that it's to look past. Well, let's see. Let me say this. His play on the field speaks for itself. Yet also it's infectious. And to me, that's the most valuable part of Max Crosby. And that we just talked about on Silver and Black today. You start to see that his motor and his dedication and the things that are that make him so good as a player, to see him chase down plays from the backside, to see him completely loop around to the other side of the field in order to get it at the quarterback, to see those things is so impressive. That said, it's also rubs off on other players, and the end of the game, and you called this out, Jeff, so I'll give you the credit here, and I'm going to throw it over to you. There's so many things about this guy we love. He's an incredible ambassador for Raider Nation, and the fact that he took a minute to shout out the fans in his post game, shout out his teammates, shout out his little girl, you know what I mean? Like, this guy, like, you can't, you know, you said, hey, can there be, you know, is this guy one of the greatest Raiders of all time, right? And you like looked at me and Michelle and we're like, yeah, like you're not wrong. You know what I mean? He's in there in the conversation already with the greatest Raiders of all time with, you know, I'm wearing his jersey tonight, Gene Upshaw, you know, Howie Long, you know, Art Shell, you know, George Atkinson, Villa Piano. I mean, whatever. We can go down the damn list and it's a long one. Kenny Stabler, Freddie Biletnikoff, Dave Casper, whatever. It's a long list. Max is up there. Greg Townsend. And I hope he gets his damn record. I hope he chases down Greg Townsend's record. But, like, that idea that, like, he shined when the spotlight was the brightest tonight and epitomizes what it is to be a damn Raider. And I think that's what's so awesome tonight about not only his performance, but his comments and things like that. So that's what jumped out to me. But that's an easy one. I feel like that's low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
But anything else you want to say on Max and what else jumped out to you about tonight?
Yeah, you know, Max, you know, I mean, and he does it whether we win or lose. You know, he will respect Raider Nation. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, he is such an ambassador for Raider Nation. It's crazy. And, like, you know, he loves us, man. Yeah. Like, he freaking...
Yeah, you feel like that. Yeah.
He loves the fans. He loves this team. He loves this city. He loves this organization. He loves literally everything that has to do with the Raiders. And so, I mean, you guys have been Raider fans longer than I have. And I posed the question, like, is he up there with the, you know, I mean, the Raideriest Raiders of all time? And, like, I mean, it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue with any of that because, I mean, just what he brings to the table. But, you know, I really, you know, I mean, the entirety of the defense, you know, I mean, you see Trayvon Merrick had another amazing game. You see, you know, Marcus Peters, who we cussed like a sailor the whole game. You know, I feel like he kind of had an ass game for a majority of the game. But when it came down to when we needed him the most.
Good call,
you know,
dude.
Like, you know, that's what the Raider greats do, right? You know,
they're not. The old saying goes, you know, the great players aren't always great, but they're always great when they have to be.
When they have to be.
Yeah, that's a good call, dude.
So Marcus Peters, who had a sus game, is what the kids say.
It was sus.
You know, it was definitely sus. But when it came down to it, he breaks up a pass, gets Mickey Spillane a second pick.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, and all is great, man. You know, I mean, he's fired up. He's, you know, he's dabbing up his buddy Teamer right there, you know, I mean, for a while.
Hey.
But, you know, we've got a call.
Okay. Okay,
we've got a call.
This guy coming in from California. All right. Let's see who we got here. All right. Oh, I got it. Is it turned up?
Yeah, turn the shit up.
No, it's up.
Turn it up, man. Freedom Rock.
Is that Freedom Rock, man? Well, shoot, why can't I hear you? Oh, they hung up. Okay, whatever reason.
Well, okay, so you said that Max Crosby, that's like a it's an easy one.
Right.
But yeah. Everyone's going to say it. Yeah.
The thing about it, though, is that he is the reason that everyone else's level is raised. So, like, you can't call out Spillane or Meek Robertson or even Marcus Peters, like, without
him. Without Max.
Yeah, because he's the one. He never quit, even when, like, it felt kind of shitty out there. Like, he just keeps going and going and going, which raises everyone else's level. Even, honestly, on the offense, it raises their level. Oh, we got a
call.
Is that the call?
Oh, here it is.
Matthew. Okay. Nengit.
Hey!
You!
Press 1 to send a voicemail.
Matthew Mangus, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey! We got you, bud. What's
Matthew
going on?
Mangus!
Happy Victory Tuesday!
Oh, it is Tuesday.
Victory!
Oh, your ass better call somebody! Yeah. It's me, B-O-double-G, always running with my bad, bad boy Billy Gunn, ready to kick that Green Bay shizzle off! Doggy style! And now, children of all ages, tonight, D-Generation Mangus is proud to present its three-time WWE Superman Tag Team Champions of the World, the Road Dog Daniel Mangus, the Badass Matthew Mangus, the New Age Outlaws, and of course, and if you ain't down with that, and you're scared you're going to be next, and you're a Packers fan or whatever fan you are that's not the Raider fans, we got 2 words for you.
Suck it!
Thank you, Tuesday boys.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh.
So, the Mangus
I'm glad
boys.
I'm glad it's not a shtick.
Yeah,
no, they just live that
just
shit. They
live that
shit
forever,
man. I love
that
it.
One loaded, man. Oh, that's
did
great.
They hang up? It's done.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah,
it?
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Oh, they just
in and out. Hey, they followed the request there. Get in, get out. Have a great take.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff there.
Get your
there.
Facts, get your funny, and get the F out.
Get the F out. Good stuff there from the Mangus boys. We appreciate you very much. Appreciate
the best way to do it.
Appreciate the donations there, too, from you guys, man.
No kidding.
Appreciate your support of the One Nation Foundation.
And respect to, I want to give respect to Daniel Mangus. Not that I'm picking favorites, but maybe a little.
He's the potty mouth Mangus.
He's the potty mouth Mangus, but so he, so like I said, he donated $50 to the One Nation Foundation via Silver and Black today. And so I'm going to send him one of these.
Oh, nice.
And he also sent my daughter a jersey.
That's so
such a
cool.
Sweet thing.
He's a good guy, man. He's good a good dudes. Guy. So yeah, so he saw my daughter rocking a Derek Carr jersey, and so yeah, so he had an extra one laying around and was like, you know, yeah, here you go, you know.
Oh,
and,
that's
and
cool.
So yeah,
that's cool.
So my daughter rocked it tonight for sure.
Good deal. We good appreciate dude. You, Mangus boys, and yeah. So we'll still take a couple more live calls.
Yeah.
As
call
we're
in.
On our way out here tonight, so if you want to call the show. 909-345-3346. Just give us a couple minutes, and we would love to hear from you, Raider Nation. 909-345-3346. Go ahead, Michelle.
Raider Lorian said Excalibur's filled with sad face Packer fans. Glorious sight. Y'all have a good be safe. But let's shout out
love
the
it.
Fans that got to walk out of the stadium with the Packer
oh,
fans on a
46%
win.
Of them?
On a win, right? I mean, thanks for showing up, and I'm glad y'all got to see a win.
And you know what? And I'm glad you brought that up. I want to give respect to Raider Nation.
Because
although we were not in Las Vegas tonight to watch the game, we heard you.
Yeah.
We heard you on TV.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know
let's
what I mean?
Go,
and,
dude.
And that was
good
something
job.
That we and that was something we didn't see or didn't. I mean, we heard it in
it was
in
loud
LA.
When they were on offense.
It was loud.
It was loud. Yeah. It was loud. Yeah, you heard the defense chants and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And shout out ESPN for showing us 150 shots of freaking Packer
I
fan.
Mean, right.
Like, come on, man. Like,
jeez,
be better.
We get
ESPN.
It.
ESPN, yeah. Man. Strong.
And, man, I'll tell you, what's his name? Troy Aikman. He's a hell of a commentator.
Wow.
He will give you the hard-hitting facts.
The hard-hitting facts. Did you know, Jeff, that if you score the most points, you will actually win the game.
No way.
Oh, no
what?
Shit.
Hey.
Like if
ask
you score
Troy.
More than like the other team?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Interesting.
I was blown away. I had to take a minute. Like, It was, that's
there
a lot.
Go.
Wow. Good. Well, Raider Lauren in there says that place was loud, but we showed them up, man. That is awesome. Coyote Grad Collectibles in there says Joe Buck is terrible. I agree. And it, you know, it's kind of like, and it's almost like a tale as old as time. Announcers hate the Raiders. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so lame, man. Yeah. It's like so right. one note. It's like, come on, really? Can't we do, not be more creative than this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Then you just stack shit up on top of the Raiders, especially in a game where we're going to like, we know what's wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not telling us anything new. Right. You know what I mean? When you've been around the silver and black thing long enough, like, we know and here we go. So let's go with the criticism around here. We know our stadium sells out more tickets, 54% to other teams. When 54% is where you look, when we look at each other and go, oh, okay. That's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're down pretty bad when that's the idea. Yeah. We know our coach is an idiot with fat ears and calls dumbass plays on short yardage. Like we know that. We know that when it's not scripted, Jimmy Garoppolo cannot throw to a tight end. We understand that. That the only two people that he sees on the field apparently are Josh Jacobs and Jacoby freaking Myers. Oof. Hunter Renfro's on a goddamn milk carton. Michael Mayer, why the F did we draft this fucking guy? Like, you don't know. Like, what was the whole point of drafting Michael Mayer when we could have drafted somebody that would have given us some, I don't know, some defensive help? God forbid an offensive lineman.
Well, I'll tell you
hold
why.
On, man. Let me finish my rant, and then you can take your turn, damn it. So, like, it's, you know, like, I don't get it, like, why a lot of the moves. So we all understand the dysfunction, right? We can all see those points, and you damn it, Jeff, you threw me off. I forgot where I was going with that, but it doesn't matter. I'll just throw it to you anyways. But, like, there are things. Like, shit, I don't even know what I'm saying now. No, I lost it. I lost it entirely. You go. Damn it.
Sorry, I guess I ruined the show.
No, it's fine, Uncle Mosh.
Well, be better. Hold on to your shit.
Well, Mosh never ruined the show like you just did, but he would interrupt me.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm cool with that. Okay. I promise you I'll sleep good tonight.
As long as you can put your head on the pillow tonight and
absolutely.
Feel comfortable with the idea that you have derailed the show
yep.
and probably ruined it for most of the people that are in the chat room
all
and certainly for two
people.
Of the three people that are here in the
well, I'm going to keep
as
keep
long as you're okay with that. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah, Tress Lord says smarten up, swag.
Oh yeah.
Smarten up.
Yeah.
Smarten up. Smarten up.
What an asshole.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Davis was watching this show.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at your red ass. Look at your red ass.
Or friggin' Murph.
He time traveled.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what he did? Time traveled?
Foxy Scorpio. It's not all about you, swag.
My gosh. Yeah.
Pile on his ass.
It's all about Murph.
I'm willing to share the spotlight.
Oh, are you? Oh, that's nice. Oh, good. Good. Well, maybe now I'm not red. Maybe you'll pay attention to my camera. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. I'm looking at it. Yeah, that's good. You've derailed me. Oh no, I'll tell you exactly why we drafted Michael Mayer.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I can't.
Okay, we got to stop the shit.
Okay.
I'll tell you exactly why we drafted Michael Mayer.
Okay.
Because we saw the flashes. We saw those plays.
We did see the flashes, yeah.
We saw those plays. We saw it happen in the first quarter of that game. You know, I mean, first play of the freaking game, we see him. He was targeted right away. I mean, and I think, I don't know which one of us said it, but like, we need to run that play all the time. That little, you know, just, you know,
nice.
The little fake block or whatever, and then freaking Mayer jumps out to the, you know, to the flat right there. Like, I mean, that's money,
but Jimmy can't see him unless it's a scripted play. And that's the shit that drives me nuts, man.
Well,
so remember, this is the complaint section.
Oh, this is the complaint section.
This is complaint.
Well, Jimmy needs to open his freaking eyes.
Mm.
He needs to open his eyes. He needs to, like, you know, I'm telling you. So people might hate me for this, and I don't care. I'm thankful that we got rid of Derek.
Right.
I am.
Sure.
Same.
It was time for a change, and it was
not in a shitty way, but
not in a shitty way, but it was time for a change. you know, and he's doing Derek shit in New Orleans. Good for him. Jimmy's doing Derek shit in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, I like, you know, when you look at the big picture of things, like, you know, okay, I get it. You wanted to move on. You wanted something different, but it ain't different.
Yeah.
The number is 10 instead of 4. You know, we're still getting the same kind of
shit.
Other
than red zone looks a little different.
Red zone looks a little bit
but
different.
But in between
when
the 20s,
can,
Derek,
we can get there,
frankly, in between the 20s, problem. Derek looks better than Jimmy did.
Right.
Yeah. When we can get to the red zone, Jimmy's better.
Yeah.
We can't get to the red zone very often, but that's another story.
But three and out after a turnover. That's
there you go. And that's the thing. But Jim, I think the complaint that I have about, I mean, I can, you know, we'll do a 3-hour show on what I think about Josh McDaniels. But but as far as Jimmy Garoppolo goes, like, dude, like, do you know how to read a field? Can you read a field? Like, I see you reading that first read, and you read that first read like a friggin' champ.
Yeah, he does.
You read it with the best of them, you know? And cool, good
and
for you.
And if it's not there, here comes Josh Jacobs.
Then he's
there you go.
Keller.
Here comes Josh Jacobs and stuff like that. But, like, you know, I mean, like, and respect to Jacoby Myers. You know, but if this shit keeps happening, Jacoby Myers is going to be wide receiver 1.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do something different. I mean, like, if Jimmy can't find a wide open Devontae Adams literally all
and
night
there
long.
There was a few times
like,
where he was wide open. And
wide
I don't
open.
Typically like to, like, because I don't know what it's like to be a quarterback trying to survey the field. But there have been many times where he doesn't look comfortable. He looks really tap dancy, but also the offensive line is getting worse. It's worse than it was last. Like, how are we getting worse when we are supposed to be 2 years in now with all the people that you wanted to
Come
bring
on.
In?
Yes.
And, like, how are we worse with our offensive line should be keeping him standing and giving him all the time that everybody else gets. But so he's having to make plays maybe before he's expected to, but also, you have to be able to adjust to that, you know?
Yeah, and take care of the football.
Take
care of it. Thrash says there in the chat, you know, he leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, like, and that's rough, man. Like, you know, so, all right, so while we're on the complaint section, so I think, like, I was leaning heavily on coaches. You guys are talking about quarterback play. And, you know, I'll give you one more here on our way out. And, again, we are happy the Raiders won.
Yes.
And there's no such thing as – you know, like a bad win.
No, I'm
like,
fired up.
It's all about, like, you know what I mean? And we've got, listen, Raider Nation, you know, I thought we were going to beat the Chargers. I thought we were going to beat the Steelers. So this should have been the third win in the midst of a run of 5.
Right.
Instead, this is going to be 3 in a row. Like, the Patriots suck.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're bad. Like, I mean, I don't know if anybody watched that game against the Saints, but, like, I bet the under, because I was like, okay, so the under, give me an idea, is 38.5, okay? The Saints score 21 in the first half, and I'm like, oh, shit, this under is toast. Except they shut them out 34-0. The Patriots are awful.
Oh, they're
and
god-awful.
It's shocking to me, and I said this was going to be the complaints, but I guess this will sort of be, I'll round it back. It's shocking to me how bad they've fallen. Like, I think at this point, we all know that Tom Brady was the reason for their success, that Tom Brady made all these other coaches look great, whether it's Bill Belichick with Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia. You can go down a long-ass list of coaches. They all look phenomenal because of what Thomas Brady was able to do. But what's surprising to me is how defensively, how bad they are. That was always like a hallmark of Bill Belichick, and he had great play callers, and he had guys like McDaniels to run these amazing offenses, but he was the defensive guru. He's the guy that did the defense for the Giants in the other two Super Bowls that he's got wins as his defensive coordinator. Lawrence Taylor, anybody? Like, he was the guy calling those amazing defense. So he's always had this, like, hallmark of, like, good, competitive, gritty defenses. Their defense is ridiculously bad. It's awful.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's awful. This might be the first week that we score, I'm hoping, score 20 points. So all that said, so as much as we can, like, you know, identify these indictments of the team and, like, I don't think the rest of the season, and I didn't think this before this current past run of games, I didn't think the season was going to go well for us on the back end. That said, So here's the complaint section. We're going to win these next two games, and then we're going to get smoked by the damn Lions. Oh. The Lions are good, man. We're going to really get good. Smoked by the Jets. We're going to maybe beat the Giants. We're going to get smoked by the Dolphins. Like, when we start playing the elite teams in the league, yep. It's going to get ugly freaking fast, Michelle.
Yeah, I think the even more upsetting part about that is we may not win the next two games. Like, that's what's so upsetting.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh,
we
yes.
absolutely 1,000% should.
Because the Bears are
win
just
those
as
two
bad.
Games. Right.
Yeah.
But the faith is very low that right. we're capable, because I don't even know if Josh McDaniels realizes that there is a clock that you have to pay attention to. Like, he just seems really inept. And the players can only do so much before the coaching can get in the way of that. Like, we should 1,000% win the next two games. Right. I don't believe 1,000% that we will.
Yeah,
but
well,
I believe we will this much. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're yeah. hey, you're 13-4 it's, is still
I'm
in
still
play.
In this, we're still yeah, in this 13-4.
You're still in. You're
but
still
yeah,
intact.
It's just that's just upsetting, because we should be confident that we can and will. And
but we felt that way against Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Well, we felt that way tonight. And yeah. yes, and
wow,
yes,
that's
we
true too.
We came
that's
out
true.
We came out on top of this game, and I'm so unbelievably thankful.
By the skin of our teeth,
and any
skin of our teeth,
and any
yeah, skin
and,
of our teeth, yeah.
any win that the Raiders have, I'm so thankful for. I will never be not excited about a win,
right.
And will always try to look at it as positively as I can. But you know, I mean, you watch the entirety of that game. We should have won probably by about 28
yeah.
points.
Yeah.
The Packers game, as in its entirety, was trash. Mm. It was bad. Yeah, they had some flashes in the pan in the running game. Like, good for you, AJ Dillon. Get you some. But, like, you know, freaking Jordan Love did not look good.
Mm-mm.
Their defense did not look good. I mean, you know, yeah, they bottled up Josh a little yeah. bit. You know, kudos to that. But, like, you know, I mean, in its entirety, the offense should have freaking ate lunch
uh-huh.
today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
our offense should have been freaking snacking all
that's
day.
Well, that's what, like, it felt like that, like, after the Denver game. It was like, you know, when you look at what Denver did post the game that we won, we beat him, what, 17-16, right? Because we can't apparently score more than 17 unless we're playing Pittsburgh, and then it's 18.
Yeah.
But, like, now teams are hanging 70 on them, 40 on them.
And we could barely scrape, what, 17?
17 points. And we were coming out of that game thinking, like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. we're doing something here. And, you know, and that said, too, like, and that also reminds me of another topic that we touched on a little bit on Silver and Black today. I want to hit here. That, like, coming out of that Bronco game, I'm like, hey, look, Raiders are 1-0. We're alone in first place. I knew in my heart of hearts it wasn't going to last forever,
right.
but it was like, it was exciting to think about the idea that, like, okay, we have something to look forward to, but then things changed. And so my opinion has then changed. And so for anybody on Twitter, on the X or whatever, and you want to get all shitty about, like, oh, look at this guy, he flipped. Well, yeah, because the evidence is different now. So yes, my opinion is going to adjust based on the evidence that's provided. And the evidence that's now being provided is that we got a questionable coaching staff at best, led by a freaking weenie with fat ears, and he can't freaking trust Josh Jacobs to run the ball on short yardage. Like,
right?
Come on, man. So the evidence is starting to change now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So my opinion is gonna fluctuate based on the evidence that's available. So anyway, so it just, like, it kills me sometimes how people, like, whatever. I don't want to get into a rabbit hole there. But, like, anyways, Michelle, is there anything, closing thoughts there? If you want to call us, we got time for one more call. 909-345-3346. You call us here live on the Raiders Fan Radio hotline, 909-345-3346. But anyways, parting thoughts, Michelle.
No, I mean, I do believe that the players can rally and start making some things happen. I mean, they have control a lot, too, as far as approaching coaches and those kind of things. So I do think there's still hope, but I'm very, not leery, whatever the word is. I'm just taking it game by game. I do think we can win the next one, though. I do believe we will.
We ought to. We got to beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
We should beat the Patriots.
Because I think the Patriots, because you said, you know, like, I think Tom Brady obviously was the guy there. But when you have a run like they had, you're going to have a lull. You're going to have some down years. You don't get to win like that and just win forever. So I think
You don't get to be the Packers and go far.
And Mac Jones is garbage.
He's
so
ass.
I mean, let's just focus on that.
And you know, it's, and that's a great point too, because like you look at the at the freaking like the Patriots, right? So you go from this all time run with
here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, let's see who
call
we got here.
From
Kojo. Oh, nice.
To accept one, to send a voicemail.
Raider Kojo, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Murph? How you guys doing, man?
We're doing
what's
good,
Kojo.
Hey, Kojo.
How you doing? It's Frank Jeff.
What's up, bro?
Kojo, before we get started,
I
owe you an apology, my man. Yeah. You should have been a made man on the last show, and my dumb ass, because I have to be producer and record keeper and all kinds of other stuff here. I freaking missed the idea that you were that was your third call to the show, so you should have been a made man. So we were going to make you on the next show. So thank you very much for your support of Raiders Fan Radio, man. We love you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And Michelle, I hope you check your PayPal, because I did send that money in on September. So hopefully.
Oh gosh, did you send me your address, or do I have it?
Yeah, I did. I sent it to you on the message, but I can do it again.
Tomorrow. I'll go check, and then I'll get it in the mail. Okay. I made a bunch, so I'm ready to start shipping.
But listen, I am so glad that my calculations were incorrect, because I forgot to turn on the flux capacitor, because we won. Oh, my God. First time since 1987. I mean, I've been alive for 6 years. I've been a Raiders fan for 34 years, and I never saw Raiders beat the Packers until tonight.
Oh,
we almost lost
nice.
Love that.
Our coach. I mean, if we, I was going to say, I told my wife, if we're going to lose again because of the coach's decision for the third week, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man.
Yeah. So what do you, okay, so let me tap into what you're thinking here, Kojo. So we got this win tonight. We squeak by again, score 17 points. We got a couple winnable games before we get into some serious, you know, tough stretch of our schedule outside of the Giants. How do you feel about the season? Like, what keeps you going, you know, in a season where we may only win, you know, 5 or 6 football games?
What keeps me going? Tell you the truth, I'm not sure what keeps me going, but something keeps me going, because I can't, you know, I cannot, like that fan, you know, a few weeks ago saying that I'm going to stop being a Raiders fan. But it's just not in my DNA. I don't believe in pain. I even hate when people bring that up, but I don't know. We should be, you know, I heard you guys a little bit earlier. We should beat the Patriots, because they are absolutely atrocious, and the Bears are atrocious. It's just, I just know the history. We just struggle against teams that are, you know, suck. Going back to 1990, every time we played a team that, you know, is we're supposed to beat, we end up fumbling the ball somehow. We end up losing the ball in the game at end. But I think what keeps me going is, I think, I'm not saying tanking, but if we do end up being more than we win, which is going to be, a lot of games based on the upcoming schedule, if we can get that kid out of USC, I mean, I would love to see a best quarterback in the silver and black uniform, you know, because we've never drafted as far as quarterback. We've only drafted in the first round. Well, we drafted Jamarcus Russell. What's that kid's name? Todd Marunovic. Yep. That's the only quarterbacks I've ever seen the Raiders draft in the first round, and neither one worked out. I mean, one I thought was going to work out, but, you know, I guess he wasn't given an ample opportunity, you know, on top of Marunovic. But, yeah, the other kid, Jamarcus Russell, I mean, I almost broke my TV that night when, because I was thinking Megatron for 3 months. That's all everybody was talking about. Like, we're going to draft Megatron. We're going to draft Megatron. I said, no, we're not. We're going to do a Raider thing. We're drafting Marcus Russell just because of that Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
because he can throw it 60 yards from his knees.
I don't know what the – I can't give you a definitive answer what keeps me going to be a Raider fan. I mean, you guys been – you know, Murph, you've been – a Raider fan longer than me, so obviously something keeps us going.
Well, that's, I mean, it's loyalty.
But
it's...
I am afraid of the next, I'm afraid of the pit, that we might drop it to them, and I'm definitely the Bears. We haven't won in Chicago 30 years, so those things worry me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We got it. We got a tall task ahead of us. Even those games, man. Even the, in the two winnable games. But man, well, I want to appreciate you, Raider Kojo. Appreciate you calling in live tonight. Appreciate you and your support of the One Nation Foundation. And definitely check in on Wednesday. We're not going to do a live show on Wednesday. We're going to do a pre-recorded thing, but we're going to definitely get you on the list of the next made man here, man. We appreciate everything that you do to support this show and the foundation.
Okay, and I look forward to one being in the Murph Fan Cave studio, you know, like some of the other Raiders fans have been, but I don't know when I'll be in Nashville and when the Raiders play there again.
Hey, definitely, man. Next,
I look forward to that.
Absolutely. Next meetup, man. You definitely are invited, my friend.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Kojo. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. There he is, Raider Kojo.
There you go.
All right, that was fun. Good stuff there. Good job, guys. Good job, Raider Kojo and the Mangus Boys.
Yeah,
and the Mangus Boys. All right, y'all. So we've been doing this for about an hour. It's okay. We'll do one more.
Sure.
One more. All right. One more. All right.
We're from Trinidad Ledesma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One. Descend a voicemail. Press.
Trin.
What's up, Murph?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, Trinidad.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you feeling, Trin, after this little, you know, like a slight win we had here?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually, next week, I'm going to be going to Las Vegas to watch, to be there at the Pats game.
Mm. Oh, so, nice.
I'm glad that we won. I'm glad that we won. So I'm still with Michelle. 13 is
yes!
Love it.
Yeah.
13 or 4.
Let's go.
Of course. Of course. Oh, my gosh.
I got to give my daughter props because yesterday she wore her Raider shirt all day. And she was like, Dad, when are we playing? I was like, Monday night, but you can keep it on.
So, there you go.
Keep it on all day.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So, Trent, give me some positive takeaways from the game, man. What do we have to look forward to this season, man?
I think I agree with you guys, which is where I'm really hoping that the offense can kind of put it together more. I know that people were giving the defense a hard time, but they've really, I mean, looking at the stats and just the feel of it too, is that they've really kind of come to save the team or keep them close, right, in the game. So if they're not there, and Mac especially, we're in trouble, you know. But I part of the reason why I wanted to call is to say, and it was something I was thinking about, which is there have been a few times, sadly, that I've missed the show, and it's because I was really down in the dumps about the team. And I got to give you guys props for being there, probably on maybe even days where you don't want to be there, right? And in the last caller, like, what is it that keeps you going sometimes? And it's everybody, right? It's the Mangus Brothers, Mojo, it's everybody, right? And really getting an opportunity, listen to the show, to contribute when I can. And then, because I think Murph said it once really well, which is, never disappointed by the people that are the Raider fans, right? And it didn't occur to me too that I went years ago to that Brett Favre game. We sat up in Mount Davis. It was an atrocious game in the sense that we got beat really bad, but it was kind of an incredible his dad had passed away. And but, you know, it just it didn't occur to me that we hadn't won in that long of a that stretch of a time. So I'm glad that we won. And I'm hoping that we win more. 13-4
Yeah, right. All right. Right on, man. Let's go.
Much respect, dude.
Let's go. You know, that's a great point, Trin. I appreciate you calling that out because we had talked about that, that, like, you know, the Raider fans were awful kind to Brett Favre that night. You know what I mean? And being real sympathetic with the idea that his dad, Big Irv, had just passed. So that's a great call out there. And so, Trinidad, we can't appreciate you enough, my friend. Yeah. We're gonna get out of here for the night, but appreciate you calling in. You've always been such a great supporter of our show and become a good friend as well. And so we appreciate you very, very much. So y'all in the chat room there, get up for Trinidad. Great job, man. We
much
appreciate
respect,
you calling,
dude.
My friend.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right. Well, guys, let's get out of here. It's 12 whatever.
Yeah, 12:34.
Yeah, and Jeff and I actually have like real work to get up and go do tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta be up in 5 hours.
Yeah, you'll be all
right. Oh, God.
Yeah, be all right.
All right. Parting thoughts.
Good night
to any of you.
Yep. Good night. Goodbye. But it was a great night. Obviously, you know, anytime you can watch a Raider game with your closest friends.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Let's respect that, man. Yeah. That was a lot of fun, man.
That was a lot of fun. You know, whether we win or lose, man, it's Raider Nation and it was in full force tonight here in the fan cave
and around, absolutely. Vibe was here for the first half.
Absolutely. So that was so much fun. I loved every second of it, man. It was really, really cool. And the icing on the cake is that the Raiders actually won. So it's all good around here. Much respect to everyone in the chat. Much respect to Alon Bush, Frankie Mosqueda, Tress Lord, Lala Maloso, Daniel Mangus, Hitman's Kid, Brute Warrior, Huey P is in there. Jeff Garrison's in there. Let's see here. Super Saiyan Walt Guetta's in there. Raider Joe's in there. Mike Murphy's in there.
Oh,
much
nice.
Respect,
hey.
Mike.
Much respect, Murph.
Yeah.
Love mega, a good Murph.
Mega sandwich. hey, so much respect to everyone. Michelle, what you got?
Just listen, Trinidad said it. You know, it's the people that kind of keep you hopeful. But, man, these wins do help keep, like, pushing you further and further. And I do believe we win on Sunday. And I'm excited to see the Raiders play. Always excited to see the Raiders play.
Of course.
Absolutely. All right. We appreciate you, Raider Nation.
Thanks for hanging in so late, guys.
Yeah, right. It's a late night tonight. Yeah. And Raider Nation, we can't love you enough. Tell you how much we appreciate you supporting the Raiders Fan Radio Show and, most importantly, the One Nation Foundation. And so thank you, guys. We love you so much. We'll see you on Wednesday. We're going to do a pre-recorded show for Wednesday. It won't be live Wednesday, but we're definitely going to be back. So send those emails. Send those voicemails. We'll probably just do a See a Fan show and then post that thing up. And Swag Jeff, take us on out.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Raiders Fan Radio, where we take a lighter side journey, even at 12:36 a.m., into the dark side. Don't forget, boys and girls, what happens in Vegas started in Oakland.
Damn
much
right.
Respect.
Damn right.
Good night, YouTube.
Goodbye.
Adios, malingerers.
Victory!
Thank you, God.
Victory!
Goodbye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.